Let's head straight to the Fidelity Communications Hotline and bring in Jimmy Carter, WholeHogSports.com. He's on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Jimmy, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Doing good, doing good. I don't know what the weather's like there, but it seems like it's like mid-June summer. It's like perfect here.
Awesome. It is awesome weather. I know you're on your way to Bomb Stadium, or you may already be there, so let's get to it. I want to talk a little football with you, and this came up today. We're talking a little bit about the lack of interest in spring football. What's going on right there? I felt it, you know, with the show. There's not that buzz. There's not as much talk. It just doesn't seem to be people are paying attention to Razorback spring football. And I ran a poll question today. And what sport has your attention right now? 52% say college baseball. 17% wow. said NBA. 18% MLB. Only 13% have said spring football. And it's really wow. surprising to me, but I kind of felt there was a lack of buzz for Razorback spring football. What's going on? What's the issue?
Man, I'm glad that I'm not the only person that's noticed that, because that's definitely been something that I've taken note of. I mean, obviously people still care to a degree because it's always going to be the most popular sport. But, I mean, really, when you look at what we've had on Whole Hog, a lot of the response has not really been centered around spring football. Like, people are, like you said, they are invested in this baseball team. You know, a lot of people want to see how basketball is going to fill that last scholarship spot, or if Darryl Macon and Jalen Barford, what their next moves are going to be. There just hasn't been a huge demand or drive, or there hadn't been a lot of topics or discussion about spring football so far, which on one hand, it's kind of surprising, because it is always going to be the premier sport in Arkansas, right? Razorback football. That's what everybody is invested in. But I think it's maybe a combination of factors. Obviously, the baseball team looks like they're going to be in that sort of College World Series echelon. Like, they have a chance to get there. It's not far fetched to think that they could get to Omaha. LSU series. Notwithstanding, football, obviously coming off of a collapse like they had last year in the last two games, where they really blew both games in kind of just shameful fashion in ways and collapses that they basically talked about all offseason, not wanting to repeat. I think fans are kind of just taking a wait and see attitude. You never really know what you can take from the spring. Case in point, Saturday scrimmage, the offense looks incredible. And then after the scrimmage, they say, yeah, well, you know, we weren't blitzing. We didn't let them tackle below the waist. And so you just never know what you're getting. One day the offense might be propped up to have a good day. One day the defense might be. So I think it's some of that. But I just think, in general, you know, they haven't won more than 8 games in what, 5 seasons now? 6 seasons, and I think people are just taking a wait and see attitude, because I mean, we as reporters are going to go and talk about what's going on and who's making a move on the depth chart, what young players are looking good, but I think fans want to see it on the field in September. They want to see it against TCU. They want to see it against A&M or Alabama, and I think they might be a little skeptical at this point until they do see those results against quality competition.
Winning creates excitement, and seeing, having hope, that creates excitement. And I think after last year, the way they finished, and then the Auburn game, getting manhandled by Alabama and LSU, I think that opens some eyes, maybe. So it makes you realize how far they still have to go. And then if you just want to compare records, it looks like they took a step back. And, you know, if they would have, you know, not blown those two games, and they win 9 games, and it's still a building trend, and that may create excitement. Look, you know, you got 6, 7, 9 wins, you know, and all of a sudden that creates excitement. But I think, too, you don't have a quarterback controversy, and you don't have right. that marquee player that creates excitement. Like, you got to go watch him play, because you don't know how many more times you're going to get to see him run the ball or catch the ball. While they may have some right. good college players, they don't have that guy that's going to be a first-round pick. Well, unless it's Frank Ragnow, but who's going to watch the center? You know what I'm saying?
Right, and he's not even doing anything this spring, so he's off yeah. off the board, really, for people who would even want to be able to see him.
I think for them to create that interest. It's maybe a young guy that maybe that. What do you think of Malik Williams and him running Saturday? Is he the real deal? Does he have a future?
You know, the two people that I think, and again, like they really handicap the defense so much and what they're able to do on Saturday that it's kind of hard to tell. But I really think the two guys that jumped out to me as far as from an offensive standpoint were Malik, freshman running back enrolled early from Florida, and then Jordan Jones looked very electric. Now, both of those guys, I'll be really interested to see this Saturday and moving forward. Both those guys only worked with the second-team offense, so they weren't going up against the starting defense. They didn't have to play against the better players that Arkansas has on defense, and obviously it's a defense that still has a lot of question marks, even with the starting unit. So they had that kind of built-in advantage going for them. But, I was impressed with Malik Williams. He has lost about 15 to 20 pounds. That kind of fluctuates, I think, but he's brought down from being about 235 whenever he got there to hovering around 220, maybe a little bit less now. And I think that they really like him. He's a guy that they sort of got in the same vein as Raleigh Williams, like a guy that people in their home state, like Raleigh in Raleigh's case, Texas, or in Malik's case, Florida, both, I mean, everyone kind of recognized that they're a good player, but they weren't really that heavily recruited by, the in-state powers. And I think Arkansas feels like they might have gotten another steal similar to what they got with Raleigh, because obviously, I think you can make the case that Raleigh and Devlin are going to be two of the handful of best backs in the SEC this year, which means that Malik isn't going to get the run maybe as much as he would if there wasn't like a huge swell of depth in front of him. But I think he can have a role because he's physical. Yeah, it looks like the lost weight's really helped him as far as quickness. He doesn't. He looks agile. He looks quick. He wasn't shy about hitting. You know, he's probably the youngest guy on the field most of the time he's out there, and he didn't play like it though. He looked very decisive, and there's always going to be a role for more than one back, more than two backs in this offense. It may not be a huge role, but I definitely think he's going to be somebody that is going to have a chance to play in the fall, and it really benefits him that he's here this spring, because he's already acclimated at this point to everything that they're doing. He's gone through their off-season workouts, and I think you can kind of see that because he doesn't look like a freshman right now.
We're talking with Jimmy Carter, WholeHogSports.com. Jimmy, I asked Jason Carroll from Razorback Nation this earlier in the week. I want to ask you, who's the second-best wide receiver on this team?
Boy, that's a good question. I think Jordan Jones has the highest ceiling. Right now, I think they trust Deion Stewart the most. He started opposite Cornelius the other day. Kind of the wild card is Michael Petway. He's a big physical guy. He's somebody that has really sort of maybe bought in like he hadn't before. I think he realizes that there's playing time there. And then, of course, everybody wants to talk about Brandon Martin. He's committed to LSU, went to JUCO. They got him. He was an elite recruit, one of their best recruits in their class, and he's on campus already. It's interesting. Both Jordan Jones and Brandon Martin worked exclusively with the backups on Saturday. So they didn't work. They didn't catch passes at all from Austin Allen. They're catching balls from Cole Kelly and Ty Story. And that said, that you can tell, like, just clearly physically, they're going to be able to make an impact. Jordan Jones has got just great, great speed, big playability. He looks like he can stretch the field. Brandon Martin's huge. Brett told the story about how Jen, on Brandon Martin's visit, wondered if he was a defensive end. And you can see, when you see him in person, you can kind of see why she might think that. I mean, he's a big guy. If I had to pick one, I would probably lean toward, like, highest ceiling, Jordan Jones, I think. Highest floor, the safest bet is probably Deion Stewart. But I think Jordan Jones is somebody that, if he can put it all together, he's still going to learn the playbook. I really like his potential and just the way that he can, create big plays. And that's something that maybe not everybody else on the roster at receiver can do.
Defensively, that 3-4, it's going to be a work. To me, it's a work in progress the whole year. I mean, I think the story year during spring ball, we're talking to the guys and they're telling us how much more comfortable they are in year two and how they know what the coaches are talking about. They're not just worried about getting lined up in the right spot. I think this is something, it's not a story of the spring. It's going to be a story of the year.
Yeah, this isn't like a Band-Aid where you're doing this to just, you know, fix the defense real quickly. It's not a quick fix. It's going to take a while. I mean, they changed a ton of terminology. And, even these players that have been here for 3-4 years, Bijan Jackson, guys like that, I mean, it's all new for them, too. It's not like they can sit here and rest on stuff that they've done the last couple of years. Everything's changing. And so to expect that to be to go off without a hitch and for there not to be growing pains, I think is probably not realistic. I think that they still are very open to moving guys around. I don't know that they know where they want guys or where guys fit best, and then I think it would be impossible for them to know that at this point. A guy like Bijan, somebody that seems like he fits the mold of a nose guard in a 3-4, but they're thinking about maybe playing him in a little bit because they like Austin Katz at nose guard, and they don't really know exactly what they might get from their ends, and so they might want a little bit more size there. So I think right now it's kind of a patchwork thing. They're moving guys around all over the place and kind of experimenting, and I think that might continue into the season. They've got an idea, but I think the front seven especially, there's a lot of moving parts, and I think that you've got to also afford them some time to specifically recruit for the 3-4, because pretty much everybody on campus now was brought here with the mindset that they're going to be a four-man front, and obviously that's not the case anymore. So it's definitely going to be an adjustment. It's not an overnight thing. It's not a quick fix. It'll be interesting to see how far they can get, and I think that's probably what determines how good this team will be, is how much progress they can make.
Jimmy, we appreciate it, man. I know you got to go. I appreciate you working with us and coming on today. It was good to talk to you again. Jimmy Carter joining us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline, WholeHogSports.com. And I thought it was very interesting what he said. Looking at the clicks or the demand on Whole Hog Sports, the comments, it matches up with what we're talking about. There is a lack of interest in spring football.